I'm Jack Inslee reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. We're checking in with our food community to see how everybody's holding up in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. Right now we're checking in with June Russell, Manager of Farm Inspections at Green Market Grow NYC. Hey June, thanks so much for talking with us. So have you had any word from the farmers, any update on their situation?
Yeah, we've been getting reports. Our managers, our regional coordinators who run markets every day have been checking in with farmers, and they've been posting, who says they're okay and who's had light damage. It sounds like, where with Irene, there were a few areas that were really hard hit by flooding. We're not getting any of those reports yet, but we still have a ways to go to, actually assess, everyone, who's been impacted where.
Right.
But nothing, most people sound like they've sustained some damage, but not catastrophic.
Well, that's good to hear. And what does that mean for the market? Where are the markets at right now?
We've had, everything's closed today, Wednesday, but tomorrow there are some listed. If you have access to the internet, you can go to the Grow NYC site, and there's Columbia, there are upper Manhattan markets are open, and then there's two Brooklyn markets that will be open, South Williamsburg and Borough Park, and then up in northern Manhattan, there's Columbia and 175th Street, and they're waiting to see if locations are clear. Anything that's on Parks Department property has to be okayed by Parks, and they're checking for trees or potentially falling limbs. So those have to be cleared for safety before we can open up.
Okay. And how is the staff at Green Market? Everybody you've spoken to so far is holding up okay?
I think we've heard from most everybody, and Liz Corolla created this Facebook page, so we're in contact, and everybody listed off things that they were cooking on Monday, the night of a hurricane, so it was kind of nice.
That is nice.
Definitely crew bonding there.
So for some of the farmers who have been affected, is there a way people can help, or do you have any information there?
There will be, I'm sure, as we keep assessing who's been impacted. It's definitely a tough blow just to even lose market days, coming off of being shut down last year during Irene. And so we, like everybody, want to be able to get our markets up and running and our farmers back in, and food to everybody who's a loyal market shopper.
Yeah.
But stay tuned to the website, Grow NYC. There's a Facebook page, and that's probably the best way to get updates.
Okay, great. And do you have any sense of, you say missing a market day. How impactful is that for a farmer, and how much do they depend on this market business? So, losing a day or two, is it a big hit for them in their expected revenue?
Sure, definitely. And on top of, the stress that farmers have been under in the last year because of weather conditions. We had a hurricane 14 months ago. We had our apple growers hit by, it was actually not a late frost. What we had was an early bloom. So when you start to add these things up, it's a hit. Like on a single market day, so it depends. Some people, $2,000 is going to put them, underwater, so to speak, and other people take big hits.
Wow. All right. Well, thanks so much for checking in with us, June, and best of luck to you and all the farmers and everybody there at Green Market.
Thanks, Jack.
All right. Take care. Follow us on Twitter at @Heritage_Radio and on Facebook at Heritage Radio Network for more up-to-date news and information. We will be bringing you guys the stories as they come to us. Again, this has been Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. More later.